It's good to see the opinion being opened and or aired in such an open forum. From what we can see in there, a lot of councillors seem to be very passionate about it. We would like to see it more as a community issue rather than maybe a political issue, as some of them are trying to make in there. But again, so long as it's getting out there and people are getting to know what we are actually going to have to face into if this thing goes ahead, it's good for us. It's good for the community.
Councillor spoke for a number of hours here today, but it's not really clear-cut. Some councillors weren't really saying if they were for or against. Would you have concerns with that?
Yeah, we would, all right. Now, it's kind of, I suppose, the way we're kind of looking at it is we're the people that's going to be living in the area where this one farm is going. And it's okay for people to have their own opinion on it. But when you're not really in the area and you don't really, you're not going to feel the effects of what's going to happen, I suppose it's really we're looking for everybody to kind of support us and everybody to get in behind us. And it is a county issue at the minute. It's not just our local area. There's one farms all over the county. And if this one gets pushed through because it is going through the new strategic infrastructure, what would the implications be for the rest of the communities in the county? Are they going to end up having to deal with the same issues we are at the minute and having to try and look into challenging this and hoping that we're not going to be the ones that are going to be stuck with this gigantic wind farm on our back doorstep?
The proposals for 49 wind turbines, what if it was scaled down? Would you still be totally against it?
Yeah, at the minute now, definitely we would be against it, because when you look at the amount and the size of these windmills and the devastation that it's not only going to cause to our community, but when you do look to the likes of the Barnesmore Gap area where there isn't as many houses, but the actual landscape that's going to be destroyed, the habitats that are going to be destroyed, and even the threat to the local water supply. And again, the local water supply in Loch Mourne is not just for Ballybuffet, it's not just for that small area, it goes through the entire Finn Valley and reaches even in as far as Letterkenny.
But the proposed area, it's a vast rural area. If there's going to be wind farms, surely this is the place for one.
Again, that would be a point that I would like to discuss. It isn't an actual rural area. If anybody wants to take a drive around the area and come and see the area, I suppose where I live is Lismaladuff outside Killygarden. The planners and the planery people have said that it's a rural area. And the road I live along, which is about a mile and a half long, we have counted 29 houses with over 89 residents. So I can't really see how anybody can call that a rural area. And that's not even taken into account all the other areas, all the side roads that come off the main road. And even as we head from where my house is and towards the border and towards Meanrea, again, there is quite a number of houses. You could call a rural area somewhere where there is not very many people living, but if you come up towards the Lismaladuff area, it is a big community. There's a good community spirit. People all know each other. It's the kind of place where I have moved to bring up my young family, because it's where I feel safe. It's where my wife feels safe, and where we know if our kids are playing in the back garden, it is a safe place, and it's to do with our community. And there is so many other people about.